Oh my goodness. Am I on? I guess I'm on.
Yes, we are.
Vinny, are
we
you
are on?
On?
Yes, we're on the Thinker's Ball, y'all.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm going to back out of here. I think Moosey is going to... Oh, Moose, come on and unmute and take over the show here. We'll work on the
hey,
music
Donna.
In your headset.
Hi, Bremner.
All right. You guys have at it.
All right. We're hearing voices. Donna says, hey, Moosey, are you with us? We're waiting on Moose Grill, but here we are. Welcome to the...
Can't
yes, we do. We hear you. We got you, Moose Grill. Come on along to the Freakers Ball, y'all, right here at RealLibertyMedia.com, RLMRadio.xyz. We got the Moose Grill, the mighty Moose Grill, that's right, and Grimner. He's right along with us, and I'm here, Vinny, your host, and Doc Mike, the redneck dentist. He has the helm. He's got the broadcast going, shooting out there, all y'all, and we're going to record this and bring it on down the line. I've got some words from some folks and howdy and hello and well wishes. We've got some music lined up in a playlist, and we're going to play in between some talking, me and Moosey and some of y'all. We'll be watching you here in chat, and we'll relay on what you say to put it out here on the record. Hi, Moose Girl. Dude, we got the Moose Girl. We may or may not.
I have no idea if you can hear me or not.
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, we're good. Super duper.
All
okay.
Right,
hey, give us a welcome in here to the Freakers Ball. This is you and Grimner have been doing this for how long?
Well, we stopped doing it, but we did it for 13 years.
Yeah, amazing. That's back in the beginning of the Real Liberty Media days?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right on.
Yep.
So, this has been a long, long ride here, and we're having a reunion, and we got some folks joining in. I've got word that some people are having a hard time joining the chat through the rlm.xyz site. I offered the other possibility of the Kiwi IRC, and that was from Larry.
I'm
Larry Woods.
On what? I don't know what I'm doing here.
Oh, well.
Unfortunately, I thought I had it all set up, but no.
Are you? Well, do we have Moose Girl?
I don't know.
Yep. Redneck says we do.
I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Well, Grimner has to be here, and he says you're on the wrong output, Moose. And Redneck Dennis says you sound fine on voice, so I don't know if we're getting across down downstream here or not. Folks, y'all hearing me, and you're hearing Moose Girl? On the stream here, give me a sound check. Where? How about that sound check, Donna? Come on. Check, 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 check. She's hearing voices. I don't know if she may hear on the broadcaster.
Okay.
Romy hears us.
Romy, yeah, hears us. I see the signals going out to the broadcaster, so I don't know what else is going on. Everything sounds good. Oh, Moosey's low. Okay. Well, Moose,
okay.
If you can move your mic a little closer to your mouth, maybe, and just try that. Don't get it too close, but just try it, and I'll back out here. I'm going to mute myself. You guys have at it.
Mike, okay.
Thank you, Chloe. She can hear me. She's over here in the RLM.
Oh, I'm on the wrong microphone on here.
Oh, well.
Can you still hear me?
I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. How about downstream?
Yeah,
we got us a real.
Speak, Moosey.
I'm speaking. Is it better now?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Super duper. And we're waiting to hear Grim to say. All right. So, Moose Girl, you're our host. Let's do the Freakers Ball, y'all.
All right, then.
Take it away.
Well, you know, we usually do Freakers Ball, and we talk about shit that's going on in the world and that type of stuff, and the insanity and freakiness of the frickin' world, right? I mean, we never ran out of topics on that show, ever. So that was always Oh, yeah. We didn't even really have to prepare. Like, Grimnir had to prepare a little bit, like, the production part of it. But seriously, we never ran out of topics, never had a problem coming up with what we were going to talk about week to week, just because there's so much stuff to talk about.
And we'll come back, too, as we go through the broadcast tonight, and we'll throw them out there and see what we come up with. I think either one of us are prepared to talking about anything that's going on in the world. So,
yeah, but this show is kind of different because it's not really a normal football. It's a tribute to Grimnir.
Absolutely.
And, you know, honoring him, and that's what the show is really about tonight. So
It is. Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of deep feelings for Grimnir and all that he's done and created here, and those of us here that have come together to preserve this network that Grimnir's built and spent all these years on. And I tell you, it's going to take us all together, and absolutely, there's no...
But I tell you what, I mean, if it wasn't for Grimnir, I would never have done a radio show, probably.
Right.
You know, I mean, I shouldn't say never, but he helped me and encouraged me. Others did too, but Grimnir always was my tech support. So I'm in need of tech support, person, people. I'm just putting it out there. I'm going to need tech support. No, Grimnir's not going to be there. So, I mean, seriously, for years and years, Grimnir has done nothing but help me with so many things, and so grateful and thankful for his friendship and his love through the years. And buddy, the world's not going to be the same without you, baby. So we're going to miss you, but you're going out on your own terms, and I totally support you, support that, and I love you. And this is a tough one, Grim. Just saying.
Really tough.
This is really a tough one. I mean, you're going to be fine. It's just the people that, we have to process our grief once you leave, and it's a process, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay with your decision. I'm okay with all of that. Because the last thing I want is for you to be in pain and agony, and that's just not a life. So, Valhalla, here you come, right?
Yeah.
So, and you are a warrior, dude. Grimnir totally suits you. The nickname Grimnir totally suits you, suits your personality. Tuesday. We all love you here. I do. I love you immensely, Grimnir, and I'll never forget you. This is a tough one. And this is my second really good friend that has died from this fucking cancer shit. That I get angry about that part, because they're still doing the same old things they did to my grandfather back in the fucking 70s, And there is no cancer. What they only do is they treat it. They don't freaking cure it. And damn well they probably could. I mean, part of the reason they kept weed illegal for so long is because of that. Because it's helpful to people. Right? Oh, no. They're better off taking our pharmaceutical shit. Like, no. No, we're not, bitch. Nature fucking provided everything we need. We don't need all this synthetic crap and all this opioids and synthetic bullshit that people get addicted to. And it's just so ass backwards. And Grimnir and I talked about weed and hemp and all that crap for so many years, dude. And, it's just ridiculous what... Why was I hearing that?
I think that might be Grimnir.
You gotta mute the player, Grimmy. And then you're muted on the thing. Unmute your mic and your headset. You can do that at the bottom by your nickname. Yeah. So you're muted. You're showing muted right now. You should be able to see that and unmute that at the bottom down there by your nickname where it shows that you're in here. You should be able to see that. But he's showing muted. Are you guys seeing that too?
Where'd he go? There he is. No, I
there,
see
there
him.
He is. There he is. Yeah. Hey, Grim.
Hey, Big Papa.
You gotta mute your player, Grim. You gotta mute your player, Grim. You gotta mute your player. Mute the RLM player.
That or he's.
That's an honest mistake. I've done that so many times. Like, I didn't mute the player, and I can still hear. I can hear the show while I'm trying to be on.
Me too. Who hasn't?
Yeah, this is a switch, Kate. Imagine that, right?
Okay, I got a message coming
there
in.
There he is. Hey, Grim.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, not really loud, but.
Well, I'm not on my headset.
Okay, that's okay.
Hey, Grim, I got a message coming in just now from Mary B. She says, I'm listening. As she said, she's so sad, and she loves you, and be at peace, matey. And we spoke a little earlier. She has got some kind words. We'll come back, and I'm going to catch up some more here. Uh-huh. So, hey, Grimmer, welcome.
Is that from?
That's from Mary B.
Oh, hi, Mary.
In
hi,
Australia?
Mary.
The one in Australia?
Yes.
Oh, hey,
don't
Mary B.
Mate.
Mary B, oh, she's such a good listener. She listened to our show for a long time. She's really cool. Yeah. I hope you're well, Mary B, down there, down under in Draconia, Australia, whatever they call it, Dracona, Australia.
Yeah. These days, huh?
Draconastalia. Yeah. I mean, it's bad down there, girl. I can't even imagine. All right, Grimner, what you got to say, babe?
I don't know. I was just tuning in.
Talk about. All right.
We love you, Big Papa.
Yeah, we do.
You guys, what? Joe, Paul?
Yeah, okay. We go talk. You ready to talk some, Miss Girl?
Yeah, I mean.
Let me give
there's
some.
There's so much to say. I don't know what.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks because Grimner is now cutting out for me, so I can't really hear everything he's saying. But
yeah, it's his voice connection. So we'll bring him back in when Grimner. If you want to pop in, just pop in and hit your mute, I guess. In the meantime, and I'll have some with Moosey.
His audio's low, Donna says.
Okay. Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
You can go into, let's see, how do you use this freaking Discord? See, I'm just getting used to Discord, too. Like, it's like, really? You have to go to settings down by your nickname, that, you know, that wheel or whatever icon, that gear icon. Go there. And that'll open up your account, and then you'll have your user settings on the left-hand side. And go to voice and video. And that's how I changed my, thing. Yeah, now you sound better.
That's doing something.
Okay, say something, Grim.
Hang on. Hear me?
Okay. Hey, oh yeah, way better. Way better.
That's it.
Yeah, I plugged my headset in, so
I can't believe I'm giving Grimner tech support. Like, that's insane. That's totally like not the norm.
All right. So I got some love yous from our buddy Woody and from Chloe. They both send their love to you.
Hey Chloe, hey Woody, how you doing?
All right.
Now you still sound the same, Grim.
What do you mean?
Your voice sounds the same.
It Does it?
Yep. Just saying, you sound normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a hard time recognizing you. When you called my phone, I was like, you're like, guess who? I don't, that is my phone. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the speaker's a little different than the player here, the speaker. So, yeah, welcome back to the Freakers Ball, y'all. And this is a reunion. We have Grimner Freeman, our founder. He's built quite a legacy here, and we're here together to carry on what you built, Grimner. I just wanted to tell you. Go ahead.
I'm glad that you all have bonded together to try and keep this thing going and build it up. For me, I never really wanted to build it up. I always liked the small kind of intimate group that we had there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 20 listeners or whatever. But I know you guys want to go, you know, bigger type shows. So that's great. That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll do what we can, you know. It's going to be hard. You're a hard act to follow, Grimner.
Yeah. That's for sure. You got some real big shoes, buddy.
Yeah, you do.
I did wear a size 13.
And I'm astounded. I'm amazed. I'm blessed. I'm so many things that all that you've given me, Grimner. Great opportunity and a future that I could only have dreamed of. You've given me so much more. In all these years, man, and to be able to be along here in this your last days among us in the living, that it's been full of grief and sorrow, but I want to tell you there's a great joy in it and much gratitude and appreciation to be able to share this time with you. That's what a grand opportunity that so many people don't have. To take all this time and to know and be able to say goodbye.
Yeah.
I can never give you all the words that I feel for you and what you've done. You've given me the network here, which is not mine, but I'm the custodian. I've got so many people, and please don't get discouraged when we run into problems. We got to stick this out together. And with a Grimner 9 that we are for as the ghost in the machine, that we can keep this alive.
I think we can do it.
Yeah. I was just reading Redneck Dennis' comment there in the chat, and he says he wants to keep it going. People need to hear the truth. Absolutely. Absolutely. People need to hear the truth, whether they like it or not. And usually they don't like it.
Yeah,
usually they don't. I mean, Grimner and I talked about that. That was like one of our main themes the whole 13 years is people's belief in authority, people right. Not wanting to accept the truth.
Right.
I mean, people wanting, you know, thinking ignorance is bliss. Yeah. I mean, 13 years, we talked about that. So, yeah.
People not wanting to accept responsibility for what they do.
Right.
That's one of the major ones right there.
Yeah. Are people thinking they need authority over them?
Oh, yeah, because they know how they are, and they know they're going to be dicks if they can, so.
Yep.
Yeah. If I don't have the right to take action against a person, then people getting together and voting to take action does not make it right when you're going against the person's rights that should not be violated.
Well, the voting system is so freaking rigged. I mean, we talked about that too. I mean, not only that, but really only 40% of the population actually votes. So that's less than half. I mean, it's not a lot of people that vote, voting doesn't work because you're just going through emotion. You don't, it's not really up to you. It is not really up to you at all. It's just to, it's like to give us the illusion that we have a choice.
Right.
You know, and you think you're doing good by being a good citizen.
Unless you think the two best people for that job in the country this last time around were Biden and Trump.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you got Biden. It's just like, oh, my freaking God. I mean, he's not really doing anything. He's basically out to lunch all the time. So he's freaking told what to do, where to be, what to say. He's not running himself even, okay?
Right.
I mean, it's so obvious. The man is, and now he says he's going to run in 2024. Are you kidding me?
The man
cannot speak. He called Harris the president the other day.
He called what?
He called Harris the president the other day.
Kamala Harris?
Yeah, he called her the president. Oops. He always says, like, weird shit. It's just like, dude, where are you coming from? You're, like, out to lunch, dude. You should be in an elderly nursing home, dude. Like, 24/7 care. He's not well, okay, mentally. He is not fit mentally, and his whole team knows it. All his people around him know it, but they keep propping his motherfucking ass up, and he's doing terrible, okay? The whole administration has the lowest popularity rate right now than almost any other president that was unpopular.
Right.
I mean, some of the Democratic people, Democrat, whatever you want to call yourself, they're starting to see the light finally. It's like, you fucking dumb fuck, this is what you wanted? And not to mention, the inflation is at a 30-year fucking high.
At least.
Okay? At least.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking 19 in the 80s or something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what the fuck?
Anyway,
and they're trying. Oh, sorry, Graham. Go ahead.
I just want to say hi to Romes and Rachel.
Yeah.
He left a comment there. And, yeah, man, I always liked you. I always knew that you were a decent guy and saying we got to be good friends there in the chat. I've always liked you, and hi to Rachel. I don't really know her, but I know who she is, of course. And thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for your kind words there, and gonna miss you, buddy. Gonna miss you.
Hey,
yeah,
I got some
merch.
Gonna
miss you. We're gonna miss you.
Yes.
Big time, Graham.
Yeah.
Hey, let me give you some words from I Am Lone Frog, our very own Frogger. I've got this from him. Yes, sir. An inspiration. Tell the G. I said, thanks for bringing me along for the ride. I too have taken on an endeavor. I shared it in the chat once. It's the shapeofwater.com or some shit. Also, grinding hard at the, Museum. In St. Augustine, Florida. Both are rewarding. Plan to head back to the mountains in western North Carolina in May. Digging this snowbird lifestyle right now, he says. Plan to have the cabin finished upcoming season. Then we can talk participation in the network. Yes, love you back, brother. And then there's this, maybe this is better, it's a Facebook, facebook.com, The Shape of Water. So,
cool.
Yeah, I'll be following you along there. And
Frogger.
Yay. So, yeah, definitely love to you, Graham. And he's thanking you for all that you've done. And there's so many of us that have to.
We should do a music break right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
All right. Absolutely. All right. You got
mute.
It ready, Doc?
Okay, we just got to mute here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just got to mute. And then Doc will play the song. And it'll be
hey,
all
do good. You care which one?
No, I don't care.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
Let's get her.
Anyone from the list is fine.
Huh?
Anyone from the list is fine.
All right.
Enjoy, people. We'll be back.
Now it's my moment to shine. Let's hope I don't screw. All right, I'm not sure what you mean, Moose Girl. I was muted. Do you hear something else going on there? Oh, are you unmuting everybody?
I'm unmuted. How about me?
All right, Vinny's unmuted. Moose Girl, are you there? Or do you want me to play?
Was I not muted?
No, huh? You
want me to play? Was I not muted?
In there.
Oh, okay. I'm muting again.
I'm muted.
Okay.
Excuse me. We lost Grim. There's good audio there. You're bouncing again, Grim.
Oh, hang on. I'm listening to the show. Okay, there we go. Better?
How's
I
that?
I can't hear anything.
Can you hear me?
Oh, my God.
No, you're
good.
Can
you hear me, Mook?
You're
both of us?
I hear both of you. I don't know.
Okay. How about Grimner?
I don't hear Grimner yet.
I heard him bouncing in there, I thought.
Oh, he muted himself. His mic's muted.
Okay.
There he is.
How's that?
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
okay,
perfect.
I'm muted.
Perfect.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You kid?
Yep.
All
yeah.
right, good. Good, good.
Yeah, I couldn't hear the music, though.
No, he was in and out.
Yeah, it came in for a few seconds and then go off.
Yeah, that's
right.
Us on the call here. But, Doc, you've got a ring of the playlist, so when we post the podcast here, we will just have a list of the songs that you played in a row there, and we can include that so the listeners but the ones listening downstream, they won't hear either. That'll be cut out of the recording, right?
Well,
right, Doc?
Yeah, and then if you want, like what I did is I listened to the player to hear the songs.
Yeah, but that's only us on the call that aren't hearing it.
No, I listened to the player.
Yes,
I muted and listened to the RLM player to hear the song.
Right. I wasn't trying to push too many buttons because I don't want to cause catastrophe.
Yeah, I hear you there.
I don't think you guys will. I think pretty much the only thing you guys will do is either mute or unmute yourselves. Everything else is fine. I got it.
Well, I muted on my headset, and I didn't mute on the Discord, so I guess I was good there.
Yeah, it was
quiet. I think so, but...
Yeah. Why did you tell us to mute, Ms. Girl?
Because it was cutting in and out. I thought maybe since you guys weren't muted, that's why I was doing that.
No. That's on the... Yeah, we can't hear on the call. Doc Mike, you can hear the music because you're playing it, right?
Yeah. Oh, I took it out of your ears, didn't I? No, I have a pipe. I have a pipe going.
You did, but it's cutting in and out. You can't listen to them that way.
I think
you have to change a setting or something.
Oh, okay.
Well, it don't matter, but really, in the long run.
Okay, it's 4:20.
4:20! Tucks away. Hold on. I got to make a big shout out.
Even my wife in the other room said, okay, 4:20.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it, y'all.
Teddy, bring a doobie. We get 4:20.
Hang on. I'm trying to hear you, but...
Oh, you can't hear us?
No. Somebody here.
Oh, okay.
What was that?
So, I got to ask you, there's a knife you sent here for Grimner. I want to get it back to you. You got to tell me what it is, though, because Grimner has knives.
I sent Grimner a knife?
I thought you told me you did.
No, not a knife.
Oh, what was it?
It was pins and a patch.
I don't know what that is.
Pins from Joel Bonamassa pins and a Ramones patch.
Okay, I'll try to find it. Grimner, you got any idea where to find it?
Maybe sitting on top of the printer.
Okay, good deal. All right. So I'll look for that. We've got a cigar box guitar for your brother and got a Jeep for Asmo. And we got, something else for Moosey that we won't talk about. It's super secret. Shh.
Nah,
it's
not that bad.
And all those, there should be three big hunting knives there for Jeff.
Jeff, who's Jeff?
Jeff is Jeannie's husband.
Oh, okay, so I'll have to get those to here. I got two of them. Here comes the doobie. Yay.
All right, I
see two of them.
A little bit. Took a puff.
There's probably one in my bedroom near the bed there somewhere.
Okay, I've got two of them right here, so I'll find the other one and get them, two of them. Look, puff.
Yep.
Thank you, mate.
All right.
What kind is that? Flipper. What kind?
Flipper.
I'm flipping.
Sweet. Flipper. Okay, man.
I'm on
the
Kim
that.
Dog here.
Kim Dog, I got some freaking indica. What does it say? What's it called? King Mamba. That's what I have. King Mama, Cali Kush, Indica. It's primo Cali crap. Not crap. Great crap. But it's got this really cool, like, drink, or, yeah, like a snake on the front of it with a crown on it. And it's, yeah, it's wicked, dude. This stuff, like, I had to open this package. I'm like, this is sweet.
Who's that on?
What?
Who's that? Oh, Sound Minds. Oh,
Sound Minds, yep.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. So, I mean, at least you're getting stoned, Grim.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, things could be worse, right? Not really, but I'm kidding. You know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Anyway.
They got some good smoke out here in New Mexico, dude. Man.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, good. Good, good. Well, it's legal there, right, Vin?
Yeah, and the recreation's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, medical right now, and the recreation's coming up in April.
Months, yeah.
Oh, yep. Sweet. Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
I mean, it's, the recreation is legal now, but they just don't have a retailer.
Oh, okay.
Right, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think they got one open now. Actually, they opened one, I think, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Cool.
But if you do qualify for the medical, you get a lot better price.
That's right, and no tax.
Oh, cool. Yeah. That's awesome. I mean,
yeah.
You could claim medical.
Oh, yeah, you can go,
I have anxiety, you know.
Well, I mean, it's not a claim. It's an actual thing that we
got,
you know.
So, right. I mean, who doesn't have anxiety sometimes?
I got rheumatoid arthritis, and so.
Well, there you go. Then you're good to go.
Bad. Yeah, yeah. If I'm pointing, you'd be like, who are you pointing at? Me? It's like being cross-eyed, you know. Who am I looking at? No, who am I pointing at? I had a great job opportunity. I fought, and it didn't work out. It was in advertising. So they gave me a sign and put me around the corner, and people says eat at Joe's, and I point around the corner.
Oh, God, those jobs are the worst fucking jobs on the planet.
That was a joke.
That's the worst job on the fucking planet, though, dude. People actually do that for work, and they pay them like $7.25 an hour, and it's going to be boring as shit, and they even make them do it like in the wintertime.
And spin signs?
Stand outside on the corner, you know, by a store that's closing out or whatever, and hold these signs. Huge sale.
And they just walk on by. Just walk on by.
No, people just drive by.
I'm standing on the corner.
All right, no singing, Vinny. Vinny, stop. Stop. Vinny, stop.
I stopped.
Stop singing. Please stop singing.
I did.
Okay, thank you so much.
It's Friday night improv tonight.
No, we did not discuss that ahead of time. I did not not hear you mention that you would be doing any singing during this show.
Hey,
this is a Freaker's Ball, dude.
I'll stop, but just don't try to make
I'm
me
kidding.
Talk English.
You mean hillbilly-ish. Hillbilly-ish, not English.
Don't try to tell me
English.
To talk English. That's, thank you. Thank you. Oh, redneck hillbilly southern fried slice of country with a western swing and a dab of salsa from Tulsa. That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, no singing.
Yeah, so, okay, so, yeah, back to the cannabis. There's, you're glad to grow so many plants here. So,
oh, good, good, good. Good.
Yeah.
You should do that. You should definitely do that.
Yeah, you've given me an incredible, just so much, Grim, and a wonderful home. Thank you for what you've done for me, Grimner.
Did you see your grow light yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Pretty
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Nice.
So I got everything transferred over. Tomcast, but I think they ran me in a circle, but they ain't cut me off. But they're delivering a new box, and then I send that box back because I got your box. But anyways, I tell the salesman I couldn't get signed in. I talked to Cowboy Tech, and he says be prepared for a 40-minute to 2-hour call.
No,
to all that
usually
stuff, he's going to have me.
Usually it's easy though, Vinny. Usually it's easy for them to just do a new account, or if you do a new account, or you find up the login for information. Sometimes you have to verify it via an email. So make sure you have email on your phone or whatever. Tell them you can't get email. You know, I don't know.
I've done run circles today trying to get it, and I talked to Cowboy Tech, and I'm going to let this ride. They didn't shut off the internet because they're going to shut it over and transfer it over to me. And, I knew I should have just held off until after the weekend, but it's like they could get me the box tomorrow and then get the service transferred over and all that stuff. But, yeah, so fingers crossed here.
What did you tell them about me?
Nothing on, except for I got a box and it was yours and it's paid for, and talking to the physician because I was messaging Jeannie back and forth while I was doing this. But all the utilities, those was all easy. I got the account information to keep the payments. And then when I get back in the middle of the second week of January and move in, I'll be able to go down and transfer the utilities and stuff directly into my name and stuff. So
yeah, those are all paid up, and we got the property tax covered.
Oh, awesome. Great. There you go, Vin.
Really? Yeah.
There you go, Vinny.
Yeah.
You're good to go, buddy.
Yeah, and what a oh, man, so much. And for learning, I mean, you got like a million books over here. And disk and stuff on computer stuff. So over the next, I'm going to give me a 6-month semester and study here in learning the programming and the back rooms and all that stuff. And then there's also the stuff for building, doing electronic work. So there's some schooling ahead of me. And I'm going to sequester myself here. I'll hardly be getting out. I'm just going to bury myself up here in the house and really just delve forward in all that we got to do here together. And it's just amazing purpose that I've been given in life. Also, brand new life. It's
well, good things happen to good people, Vin.
Yeah. Okay, so, guys, I am gonna get off the Discord here and
okay.
Just listen.
Good to hear you, Grim.
It's wonderful. So glad you came on. So glad you came along for the reunion here. Grim, you're a mighty man. And
we love you.
We love you very much. I do. I certainly do. And I know that so many people, and we'll be sharing, I'll be sharing some more messages from some other folks as we go along here tonight.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks for stopping by, Grim. You take care now, all right?
Yeah. Have a good
all right.
Here.
Enjoy the show.
God bless, brother.
All right, let's maybe play another song at this time.
Sure.
If you would, Doc.
That was crazy, insane. I'm glad we got.
But
see that.
You know what we've been forgetting to miss. I'm sorry to mention is the songs that you're playing there when you come back on.
Yeah, I'm not really a DJ.
That was Samantha Fish.
Some of Grimner's favorite. Samantha.
On a cigar box guitar.
Yeah, it was insane to watch.
Yeah.
I got
Grimner's
awesome
too. Yeah, crazy.
She's amazing. Yep. I mean, she's seriously amazing. She can play. She looks good. She's hot. She can sing. She can play. She's got everything going on there. So if you can check her out live, I would definitely suggest that.
I fell out of chat.
Okay,
I fell out
redneck.
Of chat. I got it. There we go. Reconnecting. Excuse me.
Well, you're on voice.
Yeah, on chat. So now I fell out of the chat. Here I come back.
All right.
Grimmel's got his guitar. Grimmel's got a cigar box guitar hanging on the wall.
Right.
That goes to his brother.
But
yeah.
That's the last song. She was actually playing a cigar box guitar.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, she's amazing, dude. Like, she's so talented.
And
then,
hot.
And
hot.
Yeah.
She's
hot.
Hot.
Oh,
she
there's
is
no
again.
Dot. No, she's hot. She's a really little cutie, though, there, you know. And she has a band now, and you will not, like, she, when I saw her live, no, I've seen her live videos, I think when she first started out, she didn't have as full of a band as she does now. Like, she's really getting to be well-known now, which is awesome. Good for her. She's super talented, you know?
That's cool.
And then, like, Grimner loves the blues. He does like bluegrass. He likes all kinds of music, really, like reggae, blues, bluegrass. Not really country. He don't like Kansas, which we butt heads on that one, dude. Like, I love Kansas, the band. I love that band. I mean, but besides that, me, Grimnir, and I really did not like butt heads on music taste. He
and
likes
always
some of the harder
music,
stuff,
man,
too.
No matter what shows you did and Grimnir did on Sunday, too, always was good music. Like the Sunday Blues, always great
music.
Oh,
the Sunday Blues show, yeah, for sure. I think that was from Grim's personal playlist.
Wow,
that show.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wasn't like streamed. It was him playing. I don't know, Grim. Type in the chat, whatever. But anyway, and then having the trivia, that's kind of fun. That's still there. Like, we could still do that, you know. Just there won't be a show going on, which wouldn't be the same, you know.
Yeah.
But we have show openings. If you guys want to, you think you got something to say, you want to do a show, let us know.
Absolutely.
We have plenty of room in the schedule. I mean,
and some entertaining stuff would be awesome, too, if somebody wanted to do the music thing. Or I mean, not even try and duplicate the same thing. Do something new, you know?
Right. Do something new. Play songs you just want to play. I mean, it can be done. And there's plenty of help here, tech-wise, to get you guys going and set up with everything you need. I mean, I feel that even with Grimnir leaving, that between Cowboy Tech and Redneck Dennis and Rob Works, and some others, techie people out there.
Kate's been doing a great job.
We can do it. I have total faith in everyone about making this place stay around.
Awesome.
It's not just going to go into oblivion.
No way.
You know, we have to do this for Grimnir. It's his kind of his legacy. And,
yeah, it's a want to. It's a want to do.
Right.
In the
so
heart, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, thank you so much, Grimnir. I know you're listening, so thank you very, very, very much, buddy. I love you so much, and this is breaking my heart, babe, but
this
you're
man's
going
touched
out
a
on
lot
your own eyes. Terms, and I'm good with it. I'm good with it. What now, Ben?
This man's touched a lot of lives.
Oh, big time.
God,
oh, yeah.
Kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you're an OG, Grim. You're an original gangster, buddy.
Yes, he is.
Here we've
you
got
know you
from
are,
Ghana.
Dude. Oh,
he
there's
has.
A request.
Okay.
Oh, see, he's requesting a Kansas cover. See, now he can handle a little Roscioli cover of Kansas. I'm good with that. I'm totally good with that. Like,
put
oh, yeah, I love Leo.
Put that in there.
Let's do it.
I love Leo, dude. Oh, yeah, you know it.
You can key that up for our next little break, baby.
Grim's the original gangster. He's the original gangster. He's the OG. He fucking rocked hard out. He rocked out hard, dude, in his younger days. Oh, fuck yeah. There's a video. I should look that one up. Judas Priest live from this massive concert. Like, massive, right? Grimnir's like in the third row. Like, it's all.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? He's in the video.
Awesome.
He's
awesome.
Like, a glimpse of him is in the video.
Oh, that's cool.
It was like, yeah, I mean.
You've
so
got to find that.
He's a rocker, dude. I mean, oh, fuck yeah. He fucking partied hard. He fucking fucked a lot. And he fucking gave it all, you dudes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Grimnir's an OG. There's no doubt, dude. I hope he's laughing his fucking ass off right now.
Man, I'm trying to scroll this chat. We got Donna said that. We're comfortable lives. We're looking about bringing from
good.
Some of what Harry's doing, bringing that on. And
good.
We got Amy. Maybe we can get Amy. Amy's a real cool chick.
Yeah.
Here we go. I got it to scroll. And Cowboy Tech says, no, 2 days are the same. Do what you can and smile when possible. Absolutely.
Yeah. Grimnir partied hard, you guys. Well, he's an original fucking partier, dude. You guys can't even come close to what he's done. Like, no, I mean, I'm not even kidding. Like, he was like a dirt biker and shit.
Nice.
Like, he was a badass motherfucker when he was young, dude. Not that he isn't now, but He was really badass back then. You know, like, totally. I mean, seriously, the dune buggy stories, and then he fucking had, like, a cab as a car, like a retired cab as a car. And he's driving in bumfuck Egypt somewhere, and they pull him over. Because they thought it was a suspicious vehicle.
That's awesome.
I remember that story. Oh, my God, I remember that story. Yeah, you know, we have freaking... That's how it is in life, you know? You never know. You don't know. You can never really take one day for granted.
Never, man.
You know, you just really can't. And
right,
it's precious and short.
A good time always, right?
Yeah, and be positive as much as you can.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Fuck the system. Fuck the, they don't have to rule your mind. They don't have to fucking, you know, control you.
Right.
Your mind, you're free in your mind. Everyone can be free in their fucking mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I that's how I feel about it. I mean, I think your mindset has a lot to do with everything, really. You know, how you live your life, how you treat other people, how you interact with people. And emotions are fine. Everyone gets angry. Everyone gets sad. Everyone gets whatever. You know, you just can't get stuck there. You know, that's the hardest part. You know, that's the hard part. And we're all going through this thing together here, you know, humans.
Exactly.
And it's really, it's actually kind of like an experiment or a test to see, you know what I mean? You kind of, I think some people just take things for granted too much or whatever, or they're so full of themselves that they can't, like, be a human being to other people, be humane to other people, you know, or have empathy for other people.
Yeah.
That's totally lacking. You know, we've been conditioned out of that, though. We've been conditioned into it being all about you, me. You know what I mean? All about me. No,
right.
It's not all about you, motherfucker. Sorry. You may want it to be, but it never will be.
Right.
To fucking sit there and go, oh, yeah, it's all about me, you're being a real selfish dickhead. You know, I mean, seriously, like, what the fuck is your problem?
Grimner
says,
why not? No,
I mean, it isn't, though. It's not all about one person. It never can be. Not when you have this many motherfucking humans here. You know, it's unrealistic.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking it's all about you and you really fucking think that, you need fucking help. You're mentally ill. Like, seriously, you're fucking mentally ill if you fucking think that the world revolves around your ass. Your sorry ass, right? Because it doesn't.
No.
All right? You ain't special. You're not special. You're a human fucking being. And there's 7 billion of us here. So why the fuck do you think you're fucking special? Like, I don't get it, dude. Oh, okay, he was talking to Rome. All right, good. See what you do there, Grim? You know how I am. I get on my rant, and that was the best part. Grim would just let me rant. He's like, oh, yeah, that's the best part of our show, dude. I'm like, thank you.
Never mind.
No, but what I'm saying is, it's true, though. People have very little empathy anymore, and it's really disheartening. Like, it seriously is. That's what gets me bummed out, is like the lack of humanity that people have for other humans. It's just like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Do you fucking really think your shit doesn't fucking stink? Because guess what, motherfucker, I know it fucking does. I know your
mind
shit stinks, because guess what, shit must know it fucking stinks. It stinks like shit. That's what it stinks.
My
yes,
shit doesn't stink.
Your shit fucking stinks to high heaven, Vinny. Just like the rest of us. Oh,
no,
come on.
It doesn't.
Yeah, come on.
Really?
Now, this is what I'm talking about. You think your shit don't stink.
Roses.
What gives you the right to think that your shit don't stink?
Hey. Roses, baby.
Bullshit. Yeah, that's more show than your own ass, okay?
Shit, shit. Come on now, Miss Girl. You know better than that.
Come on, Vinny. You know better than that. You know.
I didn't shit you.
I know.
Hey,
all right. We're getting off the rails now, dude.
Now, this is no sure for sure, but listen here on the serious side,
yes.
From Larry Woods, Grimner, prayers,
okay.
And his heart goes out to you. You'll be missed. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you so much.
You know, there's a lot of unspoken words out there from people, and many people have had their say and said their goodbye. And, those are words from them and
yeah.
them and from us now. And
you've touched so many lives, Grimner, like in so many different ways and stuff. And it's just, it's awesome. You made your mark, buddy. You know, you definitely did, and you're just an incredible human being, and you had a wonderful life and a good life, and I'm sad, but you're
yeah.
doing it on your terms, and I'm good with it, and I'm gonna miss the hell out of you, but like you said, you're gonna haunt us all our computers, so you're not really going away. You're going into a different dimension, but that's not like you're gonna just forget about us, right? No, hell no. No, he's going to haunt our computers. He's going to... Yeah,
that's
you know
right.
what? Life should be
You've
fun,
got some
though.
Machine.
Yep.
Hey,
Life should be fun.
We've also got... Grimner says, thanks, Larry. And I've had people give me some acclimates and some parting words and sending you joy and happiness from James Freeland. He's the man responsible for first getting me... into the knowledge of internet radio from Woody, Brett Woods, Gary Long, Yay Team, with Harry and Donna and Amy over there, myself, from Donna herself. The list is long. We go I'm scrolling here for and Ben Thornton, he's a friend of mine from Bunkerville, from the Las Vegas Trial. I know him, and he's interested in coming on and doing some radio, talking about some of the situations there. Then I've made another contact. We got Sound Minds. I think they're listening in now. They've sent some stuff. They sent me some audio. And then Dustin, some pirate radio dudes. We're looking to get more involved there. Mike Stickler bringing his show over simulcast on Friday sometime, I think. Lots of going here. Lots of... ideas and people involved here with this right now. We got a lot to do together, and
right.
I'm going to tell you, we can't do it alone. It's going to take us all for sure.
The best thing about Real Liberty Media is that it's just regular old people that, you know, just want to talk about stuff on the radio, and it's a platform for that. And Grimner has provided that for so many people. So many shows have come and gone. They've tried it out. They didn't like it, whatever. Cheddars have come and gone, but it's a platform for anybody that wants to have a piece or say their piece. It's a platform that's Grimner built for people like us. And it's awesome. He's so smart. He's just a wizard. We all know that. He's the man. He's freaking Grimner. He's the OG. Thank you so much, Grimner. And we're going to do our best to fucking keep this shit going, dude. We will. In honor of you, and we'll keep your legacy alive, babe.
I'm going to have to open another. I've got... I'll come back to that on down the line from Hal and from Jules at UCY.TV. And our very own Hal Anthony from Behind the Woodshed. He's got some words from you, and we'll come back. Frumpy Kennard also.
Oh, Frumpy.
So,
hey, Frump.
Frump, yeah.
So many people, Grim.
So
many people.
Many.
You touched so many people, and you made such a difference in all of our lives. And for that, I'm sincerely grateful, and I love you so much.
Yeah, there's some other people that used to be here too that I don't know. I can't even remember their names, but Kate, she knows some of the folks. I imagine you, but Grimner, there's people that's popped in here. What was that, A-Girl, I think. So
A-Girl.
Well, she's not here now that I know of. I hope
she's
down the line, but I know that she's been in, and there's a lot of folks that Anthony over at
I'm going to message Real someone Liberty. Right now. I'm messaging someone right now that I forgot about. I will let her know, and hopefully she'll stop by.
Good.
Yeah, and look, Doc, you ready to play another song there, buddy?
Yes, I am. I am
Let's
ready.
Do that.
I got that
Take
one.
Take a little break?
Yeah, that sounds good. Here we go.
All right. Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, come on, video. Let's do it. Here it comes. All right, I think that's the main part of this song. It looks like it goes on for a few more minutes, but I think it's some, I don't know what. I haven't seen it before, but I'll probably watch it later. Welcome back to Freaker's Ball. This is the Redneck Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Vinny and Moose Girl on the line. And Moose Girl, it's all yours, or Vinny, whoever's taking over from here.
Kill my Moosey.
Maybe
I'm here. I'm scrolling through, and I'm going to pull a few videos together.
All right, there's Moose.
I'm pulling up a little playlist for a segment for you, Doc. But I'm having to do a gather as we're going.
That's fine. Hey, let me just say something. Moose was talking earlier about like living your life and stuff, and I wanted to kind of share this. I thought about it instantly when she started talking about it. One thing that I ask every single patient that I treat, one of the first questions I ask them, even if I've seen them before, I say, hey, what are you doing for fun these days? And I cannot tell you how many people tell me they're nothing. They're like, you know, or they'll answer with their job. And I think to myself, no.
Right. They'll say work.
Right. And I'm
like, is that fun?
No.
Work is fun to you.
No.
Okay.
I mean, for some people, like I, I think like I'm one of those people in the world that I picked a profession that was perfect for me. I love what
Good.
I do. I love going to work, but it's not what I do for fun. It just happens to be
no,
that
you're
making
not doing
money
it for
is
shits and giggles.
No, you know, giving people shots and taking their teeth out and, you know, inflicting other kinds of, you know, medical pain is not fun, but I enjoy what I do and I think I'm very good at it. So, but it's amazing how many people just are not, just like don't include some kind of fun in their life. And I think to myself, man, life is short. You should be having fun whenever you can, like, work fun into your life anyway.
Right.
So that's it for me.
Right. Whatever it is that works for you. It doesn't have to be, it can be anything. It's up to you what you choose to do for fun.
Exactly.
You know, if you fucking want to fucking learn underwater basket weaving, go for it.
You know, and the thing is, like, when you see people who really enjoy whatever that thing is, it's literally like art watching them do it because they're so good at it and they have such a good time. And you just can, like, immerse yourself in what they're doing and see, like, kind of enjoy whatever it is. You know, on a whole different level because they're really good at it, like welding. I suck at welding. I don't even know barely how to weld. But you see somebody who welds well and they're good at it, I love seeing that kind of stuff.
Oh,
like just people, you know, excelling at whatever.
Yep, and that, you know, I think that part of that has to do with the way they form society. They made this 40-hour work week, you know, and you have to work there a year before you get 5 days of vacation.
Hey, Grimner's going to bed.
Grimner's
going to sleep.
Love you, buddy. Love you, Grim.
Love you.
We love you.
Love you. Yes, very much.
And thank you so much for stopping by, Grim. It's so awesome to hear you. It was so awesome for you to be on here. Thank you so, so much.
That
we love you so
awesome.
Much.
Yeah, that was
Yeah,
awesome.
It was so great to hear your voice, buddy. I love you. But we've been conditioned to become like machines, right?
Absolutely.
You know, and they want you to do these huge commutes. I mean, if you think about Los Angeles, well, thank God I would never live there. I don't live there. But you literally cannot drive anywhere in that fucking city.
Oh, no, it's ridiculous.
There's too many fucking cars and too many fucking people. It's like a parking lot that's slowly moving.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, with the internet and everything, people don't need to commute anymore. Everyone can work out of their home if they have a computer now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to do this whole buying special clothes to work, having to drive in stressful, headache-ish traffic. Again, you know what I mean? It wears on you. It's a grind. That's why they call it a grind, because that's what it does to you. It grinds you down.
Yeah.
And by the time you're ready to retire, you're so fucking tired you don't want to do anything, and you're old.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, oh, now what? Oh, just sit in a rocking chair the rest of my life? They're like, fuck no. That's
right.
Not
Watch
a life.
TV.
I mean,
Watch TV the rest of your life.
I mean, you know, sorry if I'm getting a little bit animated, but it's about life being short here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And Grimner is an example of don't take, you know, live each day to the fullest and don't take anything for fucking granted, dude. Because you don't know. You just don't know.
Nope.
Knocking on wood here. You know, it's just Rome's rolled this huge joint.
Did you
so
see
you had to
picture?
Open a window. That's why joints are bad, because they burn constantly, so the smell is really intense with the joint. Like, it's one thing with a pipe or a bong, but with a joint, that thing stinks up the place so bad. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, right, Ben?
Yeah.
I do.
Well, he must have stepped away. That's okay.
No, I think I'm
but,
here. Right?
You're here.
Am I here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you still hearing me, everyone?
Yeah, we hear you.
Did I drop off? Did I mute accidentally?
No.
I've been known to do that.
We hear you.
Yeah, we hear you, Moosey.
Anyway,
yeah, we hear you.
I can't hear you, Redneck Dennis.
Oh, my goodness. Did I mute
myself?
Something
happened.
No, I didn't.
Who
did
you hear downstream?
Hello?
She might have muted herself. I don't know what she did.
What's so the
hearing? I don't know.
Oh, no.
Go, Missy.
I don't know what happened. She's not muted, so she must have turned her volume down or something.
Oh, something. I picked up a few here.
But I can't hear them all of a sudden.
Oh, my God.
Well,
my headset. What the hell?
We'll let her work it out, I guess. Send her a message. Tell her we're here.
Somebody texted her in chat.
They hear everybody.
USB, microphone. That's right.
Donna says we hear everyone. Moose girl.
Why can I not hear you?
I don't know. We don't know, Moosey. Wish I could help.
Somebody send that girl a message in chat right here. Maybe bounce.
I will.
Redneck Dennis all of a sudden.
Oh, Moose girl. There I am.
Anyway, someone else talk, because I'm going to have to mute, because I don't know why you guys can't hear me.
No, we can hear
you. I'm going to report with this headset, so that's what I'm going to do.
She must not be looking at the chat.
I'll be back.
She's going to do some Moose Girl stuff and be back.
Oh, okay.
Now,
wait a minute.
It's me and you, Doc.
Oh, no. I wasn't really prepared, but okay, whatever. We can do this.
Hey, yes, we can. So, Grimner with Doc, and he's got some great ideas. So, we're really working good together.
Yeah.
Amazing guy here. So yeah, Doc, he's going to be in charge of the productions here at the realitymedia.com and RLM Radio, and we've got other people coming into place. Yeah, it's just really exciting. I'm going to be back here learning, and doing what I do, networking, and getting some folks here. We got a player in the back.
Maybe that's
Missy's got her player going. And yeah, she's not muted.
Probably, she's probably just listening. Maybe to try and figure out why she can't hear us.
Moose girl, mute your mic if you're not going to talk. We can hear your player. She'll hear that. But we'll hear it again. I think she did it. I think she muted.
She's just trying to figure out why she can't hear us.
Yeah.
Because we can hear
Come
her
back,
fine.
Girl. Yeah, we can hear you just fine. Albuquerque's pretty, I mean, Albuquerque, it's like my friends, they've been traveling all about doing the tour stuff in so it's like, oh, yuck, I don't want to go to Albuquerque. They went to Santa Fe, and the tourist prices are jacked up there. They went, a bunch of places. Around here, and I've come to be a recluse here. I've barely gone outside, so I've been buried up in this. And,
well, you only have a little bit of time to do whatever it is you're doing there, right?
Yeah, a week, and then I'll be back to Arkansas next week and be there for Christmas Eve, and then I'll be back here the second week of January and settling in to my new home that I share with Grimner's. Grimner's ghost is going to be here with me.
That's awesome.
Picking up his spirit, and yeah, no better place than right here in the heart of reallibertymedia.com. So much to learn and do, and I'm very excited to do so, and I need your help. You, Doc, Kate, especially. Kate has been invaluable. I just don't know what I could do without her.
Isn't it amazing? It's just amazing to me that so many people came together. And actually, I hope everybody knows, I don't think any of us are experts at whatever it is we're doing here. As a matter of fact, I'll just tell you guys, we literally started at 3:30, 4 o'clock this afternoon trying to figure out how to get all the voices together so that they went out to the broadcast and then bring music in and play, you know, kind of just put the whole thing together. And, you know, a couple things didn't work out, but we came to this solution and it seems to be working really well, except for Moosey not being able to hear right now, but I think she'll get it fixed up. I mean, she had it working, so she'll get it working again. But my point is, you know, people are willing to kind of figure it out. And I've been trying to, you know, put your mind at ease, Vinny, that we'll figure it out no matter what happens. You know, as long as we have everything we need to keep it going. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it going, and everything will be in place eventually so that it works perfectly just like it did before. And, God, we just have some great people who've stepped up and said, yeah, you know, I'll do this or I'll do that, or, you know, I can lend, you know, my certain skills for whatever. So, yeah, it's working out good.
Awesome. I'm changing my stuff here. Date added. I want to go newest there. I'm switching my watch later. I should have saved it to a playlist, and I'm the one who said save this stuff to a playlist so you can share it.
I hear you, Moosey.
We hear you.
Oh, thank God. Oh.
There she is.
I'm back.
Maybe you either need to be closer to your mic or...
my microphone.
Yeah.
Is it better?
Bring it on, Moosey.
All right, well, we're going to keep it going for sure, and people have stepped up, and it's... Oh, turn my mic up. Shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a great thing. Better?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, good. And thanks to Grimner, we have this space, and we can't really... It would be really bad to lose it, so...
I just think it's amazing that he has Real Liberty Media, like the domain. I bet you there's a ton of people out there now who wish they had this domain.
Right. Oh, you know.
Right.
Is it better?
No,
you're still kind of low.
I don't know why.
That's okay.
Let me go into my settings on Discord. That's it.
Crank it up. Yeah, make sure it's plugged in all the way, Moosey.
No, it's plugged in all the way.
Okay.
I just did that.
Huh.
So we got a payment coming up on the 28th, and I think we'll be able to figure that to pay that. It's a small one. We got a big one coming up in February.
That's better, Moosey.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we We still got some few things. I think we got everything. Now, I never got signed into Twitter. I'm sorry, Grimner, to post that. And,
all right.
We still got a few things.
We don't have to sign in. Sorry.
Right. And we got Rob Wilkes, and hopefully we're going to get him in position to take up some role in leadership here also. And maybe I hope he'll take the Twitter. And there's some bots to work on in here in the chat room. There's a long list. Donna and Circle are going to be doing some graphic art for us. We've got future projects and podcasts to come along. And okay, you're good. Slightly better, anyways. Good. Okay, so yeah.
I hope so. I don't know.
It's the Freaker's Ball, y'all.
Yeah, it is. Freaky shit happens. Trust me, I've made every single freaking mistake that can be made broadcasting.
Is that right?
Fuck yeah. If that's what's holding you back, don't let that hold you back. Because,
right.
I mean, you're going to make mistakes no matter what you do, you know? You're going to freaking, in life, it's a human condition. You can't go through life without making one single motherfucking mistake.
How do you learn?
Right. The thing about mistakes is, okay, so it's this. This is one of my favorite phrases. Lessons are repeated until they are learned. So if you keep repeating the same shit all the time, you're never going to learn. Thanks, Beth. You're never going to learn, and the mistakes will keep happening. The same thing will keep happening over and over again until you actually fucking learn from a mistake that you made.
Right.
You'll keep doing the same thing until you actually learn it. And some people, unfortunately, it takes like many times to learn a lesson. You know,
right.
You know that phrase, learning the lesson the hard way?
Yeah.
That is a real thing. You know, and that's what that is not learning your lesson when you make a mistake.
I think
you
there's some, I can't remember what discipline it is. It's some kind of martial arts that they say you're not a master until you've done it 10,000 times. And that's like every single step has to be done 10,000 times before you're a master.
Yeah,
I can see
and
that.
Most people can't achieve that. That's, you know, we're humans. We
right.
fuck up.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, that's no kidding.
I mean, this is something stupid, but my boss sent out a Christmas Day schedule to one of our terminals, and it said Labor Day. he sends the email. As soon as he hit send, he's like, I fucked up.
That's awesome.
I'm like, what? He's like, we're like, and then the one girl goes, your email says Labor Day. I mean, it's Christmas time. It's not, you know? So you didn't proofread your email good enough. Or you copied and pasted the Labor Day schedule
exactly,
or something,
yeah.
But didn't erase the Labor Day part of Christmas in. So, yeah, okay. Way to go, dude.
That's
what I have oh, my God, moments, you know, like, oh, my God.
I can't sing now, right, Lucy, a Blue Christmas?
No.
No, no. Vinny, Vinny, I know you love to sing. I love that you love to sing. I really do. I love to sing, too. But seriously, I am staying on the radio, and it sounds like crap. Like, it's seriously, you think it sounds good, but it doesn't. It sounds like crap.
I know.
That's not the, you know.
I'm tone deaf. They say that professionals who say there's no such thing as being tone deaf. But,
no, there is. There is such a thing.
Selective hearing. Selective hearing, yes.
There is definitely
yeah.
a thing.
Grimmer's got a bottle of, a couple of things there and some Irish whiskey yet. And well, at some point, I'm going to trip off in there and have a shot for Grimner. But.
Shot of the next music break. I will do a shot for Grimner on the next music break.
I don't know. It's kind of early. Maybe I'll try it. Yeah.
You know, I mean.
I'm going to mute
that.
We're going to
party hard for Grimner.
Hey,
dude.
Listen, can I mute up and let you guys do this? Because I'm going to have to do some finger pushing over here. And I want to throw you a playlist. And I think I'll just go over and copy and paste. And I'm going to go open up Proton. And I'm going to shoot you a list over there.
Hey, Vinny.
If you guys take it up. Yeah.
Oh, on Proton? Oh.
Well, I could, yeah. Because I'm working off my phone here instead of the computer. Because
yeah,
the computer.
Yeah, but he's on a lame phone right now. He'll get the computer thing going, but right now all he has is a phone. So
I was
going
to
say.
Well, no, I've got the screen up in a chat on the on my computer. But
okay.
Yeah. No.
Hey,
oh,
but we're
like,
we're still we're you, so okay. Vinny, you kind of come hot on your mic. And
yeah,
if there's any way you can get that mic further away from your mouth,
okay.
I don't know how it's mounted or whatever.
Is that better?
A little bit, not
we'll
much.
We'll talk
a
for a
bit.
Minute.
Okay. Well, yeah, and yes, Beth, I did bring my old headset to New Mexico. Here I am.
Oh, God. Throw it in the garbage, dude. Seriously. Get rid of the motherfucking thing.
Vinny.
No, what I do.
Here,
I can't
come
plug
on,
it in
dude.
My
shit.
Vinny, here's
no,
the line.
I'll send you the money. I'll send you a goddamn new headset, dude. I will send you a goddamn new headset, okay? Oh
hey,
God,
I stopped and bought a new router.
Vinny.
Oklahoma City, yeah.
You're not allowed to sing until everybody agrees that your mic isn't hot.
Right. Well, he, no, even
I'm
then he's
not
allowed to sing. No, not on this show. Like, if he wants to do
know.
His own special singing show, he can do that, but not tonight. Not on this show.
I see if there's something here I can change my volume from. I need an auto tune. Okay, there's no button for auto tune.
Oh, Donna's going to send you a mic. Oh, she's so sweet. Thank you, Donna.
You're sweet there. Thank you.
You're a sweetheart, Donna. You're awesome.
Well, listen,
by the way, too.
I'm running in three different directions. I think I split my britches. No, not really. I'm going to walk in here. All right. So I'm going to say
you got
I
that Beth Hart
hair.
Song. You got that Beth Hart request, right, Redneck Dennis?
I have both.
Wait, where is it?
Oh, shit.
Wait, what's the name of the song? Rock Whiz?
I forget where the lights
yes.
at.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, you want me
you
to put
it.
That on?
I mean, we might as well take a break right now and just, I want to go do a shot for Grimnir and it's a
right
good
on.
Time to take a break and we'll be right back.
All right, let's do this.
Alrighty.
I'll get it going.
Do
you guys
it.
Go do your thing. I'm going to refresh my drink.
We'll go do our thing. Do your thing, people.
Let's see. Nope. Why didn't it not do that? Okay. No,
do
just hang.
Thing,
you guys
people.
Go do your thing. I got this.
Alrighty.
No, that's not it. Oh, my goodness. Hang on, peeps. I got this. You know I'll figure it out. If anybody can figure it out, I'll figure it out. I just put the address in the wrong place. That's what I did because I, you know, because I'm taking these links out of chat rooms and what have you and then pasting them in YouTube and then we're, you know, playing it here. And guess what? Here we go. Hey, welcome back to Real Liberty Media, Freakers Ball. This is a Redneck Dennis. Hopefully, Vinny and Moose Girl join me again here pretty soon.
I'm back.
All right, Vinny. Moose Girl asked, you know, in the chat for people to tell any stories, anything. You know, talk about anything they want to talk about. And Grimnir related. And actually, Moose Girl brought me here to Real Liberty Media, and it's kind of amazing. So 10 months ago, I think in February, probably March, somewhere around there, is when I came to Real Liberty Media. So I'm kind of the new kid on the block, I think.
Yeah, but we love you here, and we're so glad you're here.
Oh, that's awesome. But, I mean, I didn't know any of this stuff. And Moose Girl and I hung out in another chat room, Ground Zero, Clyde Lewis. And I said something about doing a show, and she said, hey, you can come over here and do it. And she kind of hooked me up with Grimnir, and we got on the phone, on wire, I think, together, and got me all set up. And that was it, man. So everything I've done since then, you know, was because Grimnir, you know, it was kind enough. You know,
I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was just cool that, you know, I mean, you brought me to him and he just, you know, even though maybe I didn't, you know, maybe I probably wasn't what he was like, I guess, looking for, or maybe I probably didn't kind of fit in at the time.
We were looking for a specific thing. Just anyone that wants to do a show is welcome.
That's cool. And so, you know, now I do it and I really enjoy doing it, you know, and I'm so happy that you guys have allowed me to kind of be a part of this tonight. Although I tried to get out of it, didn't I, Moosey?
No, but if you're on voice chat, dude, you're involved in the conversation.
That's right. Oh, thank you, Miss Girl. Hey, shout out for Mary B. She found Grimner in the station here through the radio on World Truth.
Oh, nice.
So glad to a lot of folks.
I love having an Aussie friend. I love having Mary B.
Yeah.
Because she's from down under. And it's so cool. You know, she's an Aussie, and it's really awesome.
Oh,
don't
you know what?
Don't be a stranger.
Listen, what? I gotta give this shout out to Mary B. And this is an Australian band. Doc, I just sent you a 5-song playlist. And that comes from my favorite singer-songwriter, Stephen Tolbert, also Daryl Long. And so I've got this one is a The Cruel Sea, This Is Not the Way Home. And then I've got a John Prine cover at the end of the 5 playlists right there. So when we come up to at some point, not the next one, but maybe the middle one or the next one. I don't know. Whenever you're ready to play, but I sent it to you at Proton.
I got it.
Mail there.
I see it there.
Okay, good. All right. So there's my playlist request to Grimner.
All right.
This is kind of some feelings from my side and salute to you, brother. Love you so much. And also, I have this The Cruel Sea from Down Under. And, maybe this is what?
Uh-oh.
What, Lucy?
Skull.
Skull.
The cheers for Viking.
Yeah.
Viking cheers. Skull.
Right on. Skull. I thought you was going to do a dip. Hey, let me give a skull.
Love you,
Donna. Yes, you're awesome.
I mean, we have some really awesome people here, and I really love all of you. I mean, seriously, you guys rock. I mean, it's good to have, like, an online place to go when you are, you know, not going along with the program, right?
Hey, let me interrupt here for one moment with a big shout out for everybody right here, all of us together.
Mm-hmm.
Grimner, here's some of your from 1780, some triple distilled Irish whiskey, some Jameson. This is to you, to us, and all of us together. Big love, everybody. Aloha Nui.
Skull.
Aloha Nui. Skull. Aloha Nui. Yeah.
All right, then. But, yeah, you know, Grimner built it, and now we have to just keep it, do the maintenance on it, basically.
Yeah.
You know, and get, you know, don't be shy, people. Like, if I can do a show with Grimner for 13 years and he can put up with my shit, I mean, anybody can fucking do it, okay? All my tech problems. Oh, my God. The man is a saint, all right?
Man, he's kind of amazing because he would come in and work on your stuff remotely.
Right.
Like,
he's not kind of amazing. He is amazing.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, he is just the bomb. He's, like I said earlier, he's the OG. He's the freaking OG.
Nope.
I mean, he, you know, he started out on the ground floor with computers because he's, you know, 61. And, you know, he was here from the beginning. You know, the dawn of the internet, basically.
Yeah, see this bookshelf over here with all the information on computers. I mean, huge, huge, huge. I mean, it's an entire library probably of everything computer. Probably
that's pretty awesome.
And it goes all the way back to the beginning.
So he did.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, I just want to say something, guys.
Yeah.
There's going to be a celebration of life for Grimner a month after he goes, and they are going to do that. They're going to do a boat. He's going to be cremated. Then they're going to do a boat, and they're going to burn the boat and send it down a river.
Oh, that's
they're
gonna awesome.
They're going to do it the Viking way. The Viking
I'm
going to
be there. I'm gonna make it there, whatever I gotta do.
I'm gonna try to make it there too. I'm gonna seriously try to make it. Rome's. I just want to answer the question because Rome's asked, and not everybody might know that. Everybody might not know that part. So there's going to be. That's how Grimner decided this. This is Grimner's plan. So it's awesome. I love the idea. It's really freaking cool. I think it's awesome. I think it's perfect. And we were going to try to maybe stream it live. Any gift is fine. Any offering's good. Tobacco's even a good offering, Realms. It doesn't have to be, like, secular. You know, it can be, like, something from your heart. You know,
yeah.
Nothing.
Wishes.
Wishes, it can be. It doesn't have to be an actual item. Just saying. But that, to me, that is so fitting, and it's so awesome, and it's just like, fuck yeah, dude. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I mean, that's yeah. the way to go out, dude. You know, let's do it in style.
That's no
you
kidding.
You know what I'm saying?
That
right.
is no kidding.
I mean,
where is that going to be,
love
Moosey?
You so much, Grim. What?
San Diego.
Where is that going to be? Oh, in San Diego?
Yeah,
down around there. Down the Rio Grande, so it'll be close by there where the, actually.
Hell, I might go.
I want to go.
Awesome.
I
that's
mean,
just straight
if you want
right.
to go, just do it, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I would rather do that than, like, visit him on his deathbed. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, that's yeah. for me personally, that's how I would feel. I mean, would I love to be able to be there right now in person and give him a fucking hug? Yes.
Yeah.
Fun.
They talked about his big
yeah.
old bear hugs.
Oh,
my word. I've got to tell y'all this since I've been there.
Yeah.
And you know, I come to pick up and carry his ghost with
uh-huh.
me. And,
right.
Okay, where's
no,
his
no,
side?
No,
you know,
he's not going to be a ghost,
side?
Dude.
I know.
Don't call him a ghost. It's not a ghost.
It's not. I okay.
Not
I got
gonna
it.
It's going to be a ghost.
Okay.
You have to stop.
No, stop. Stop.
Okay.
It's
okay.
for me. It's my
okay.
words.
Okay.
It's my words, okay?
Okay.
I'm here to pick up Grimner's ghost, to take his spirit on, okay? I'm here for that. And I've already, the first morning I got up here after a few hours sleep, I felt so at home. My dreams, I always have such a wonderful dream world. It's I live another life in my dreams, and I mean, just completely real. And Grimner has come a couple of few times already. He's told me some things. He gave me, oh my God, give me that big old bear hug. It's not just blowing on me. Oh, my cheek. I love you, man. I've got there's just so much connection here. It's amazing. That's so much to me.
That
really
awesome.
Is.
You get fired up, Vinny.
Yeah, well, I do too.
You, I know. Somebody in the chat, Mira B, said, somebody said, who said that? I swear to God, I just read Slow Down. Oh, Speak Slower, Vinny. That was you, Moose.
Yeah, that was me. But,
well,
you know,
I had to interrupt you because you was trying to define my words. It's not my place to make you understand what I'm saying to you, okay?
No, but my issue is with calling him a ghost.
He's
not
a ghost.
No,
I got
no.
his ghost. I'm carrying his ghost with me.
No, never mind.
I can't use the word because it has meaning to me that doesn't have
okay,
the same meaning.
Okay,
to
okay.
You,
okay. I get that.
I get
that.
That.
Yeah.
I, yeah, yes.
I
and here's
that.
Another one. I'm going to be crying before it's all said. Here's to you, brother.
But,
gosh,
no, seriously, I just,
yes, I should
I'm
have
so
vodka
thankful.
For that.
I'm so grateful and thank you and thankful for everything that Grimner has done for me and the friendship that he's offered, given me, and the love and just the support, you know, and the text, not just the text support, but other ways too, like emotional support. And he was here when I was going through some child support issues and raising my boys, and he would just let me, like, he would be a sounding board, just listen to me and let me vent. And for that, I'm so grateful, Grimner. So very grateful. I mean, we never really met. We never ever met in person, but we saw each other on camera and stuff. But I mean, you've just been a most amazing friend, and I'm so thankful that I met you. And I love that we did Freakers Ball for 13 years. I think that's amazing. I enjoyed the fuck out of that. It was really good. And we were good. We're super good, dude. Like I told you so many times, we could have been on a national radio show and been successful because our rapport was amazing when we did our show. And thank you so much for all of this. Thank you. That's it. I mean, that's not everything, but I just want to make sure I say that.
That's awesome.
Well, you still can hear it. You know?
You guys did some other shows too, Moose.
We did.
What was the most recent one you did? I say it almost every week.
It was called Free Your Mind.
Oh, yeah, Free Your Mind. Oh, that way. And that was really good, too. You guys just, like, really played off each other really well. I like that.
Yeah, that's how it was with Freakers, too.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We were like, you know, like, he's like the straight one, and I'm like the nutty one. You know what I mean? You have to have that balance, you know? You got to have that balance, you know?
Oh, that's great.
I mean, our show works so well. I mean, I don't know, like, between the music and what we talked about, it just worked really good, you know?
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's amazing.
So how did you guys meet, Moose?
We met online in a chat room. It was Bold Voices before.
Oh, yeah, I've kind of
heard
this.
Control over that. And then it was a different one. And I can't remember the name of that one. But this is, we're talking a long time ago, you know?
Right.
You know how I came here to Real Liberty Media is through Moose Girl. And when I was at UCY,
right.
Yeah, she was doing the Mighty Moose Girl show, and we were simulcasting over there, and so I came to Real Liberty Media to visit, and Flash kept inviting me back in the days of World Truth to do some radio over here, and finally, he and I did a lot. We've done a few series together. Yeah, this is No Time for Rational Thinking, and we did, what was the other one? We was doing on Saturdays, and we've done some Dork Table, and there's some other stuff, that. And then Grimmer, he's done some shows with the Circle and you.
Yep.
And, he's come in and hosted me. And from Vegas, after the Las Vegas shooting from the Strip, I think I lost that video somewhere. I think we've lost the link somewhere at our website for the audio time I checked on it. So we got a stuff to look for, and hopefully we can retrieve that between Rob Erks, we need you, Cowboy Tech, Doc Mike, and myself. We can poke around in here and find some stuff. I got to get Doc over here. We'll get together.
Grimner did the hard part. He built it. Now it's up to us to maintain it. That's basically what it is.
So,
you know,
I've got all the keys as the janitor, as a custodian, as my janitor. They are all jingling. So we're all got to walk around together here and check these doors and all that stuff.
Right,
and I don't
want
to do it alone because I don't want to break off any keys of the lock. So, we're going to bring that mic up to administration there. Grim's turned he's given me administrative powers over there at the network.
I mean,
so
Vinny,
I can get
really
all that stuff put together.
Vin.
What? Yes.
I'm really, really happy for you. I'm really happy.
I'm
for
happy
you
for that. All of us. And I'm not the owner. Don't get me wrong.
I know that. I'm talking
I
about.
I wear many hats.
But I'm talking about the home, the house.
Yes. It's
you
awesome.
Know, I mean, you deserve it, buddy. I mean, you.
Thanks, Ben.
You need a decent place to live with decent Wi-Fi, and you don't stress out. Try not to stress out. Like I told you about the deep breathing. Seriously, do that.
Yeah.
Like take a second. You know, it only takes like 10-15 seconds to take a deep breath. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just don't stress out, buddy. Everything will be fine. Just,
I'm
gonna
stress, but I'll
have
to unstress at the same time. I'm going to go over here back into Proton. I'm going to bring up a message from Hal Anthony behind the woodshed.
Oh, yes, please do. Please, Hal.
Uh-huh.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, now what did you say?
But it's going to take a while.
Yes, we're recording it.
Oh.
Yes, we're recording it.
Go ahead and give Hal's message then.
Okay, wait. I'm spinning over here on Proton to bring this in. I got to log in.
Okay, let us know when you don't have to explain all that. Just, there's two other people here. Just you do that, and Doc and I will talk. That's all you're doing.
Okay.
You don't have to tell us your name, you know, because you're used to doing solo shows.
Can,
there's two people
can I,
here.
Can I sing later?
No.
No! No, you
We said when you
talked
to us. We said when you don't have a hot mic, you can sing, and that ain't happening today.
I'm not wavering on this, Ben. I'm not wavering on this. It's a strong no. No. Even though Graham would probably laugh, no, we're recording this, so no.
Okay, I gotta quit because okay. I'm trying to open this and I'm getting blocked because I just handled my voice activity. Missy, this is my son's singing. Okay, wait a minute.
All right, are you
this
ready?
This is from hell. I think
all right,
so.
Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
Go for it.
For now, Anthony, lots to say, but I hope this will suffice. Goodman, I appreciate your dedication to bringing people behind the woodshed. Thank you for being you. You done good, and you'll be missed. May the Prince of Peace keep you. Journey well. P.S. Just as to me. I'll leave that out. God bless you, Brimmer. Love you, brother. Done
awesome.
So much.
All right, Doc. Nice. Are you ready for to play at do a music break? I have to take a piss.
Hey, play mine.
I know it's being recorded, but you know it's a human function. let's take a music break and we will be back after that.
Okay,
and
here we go.
You can play a couple songs. Play like two songs or something.
All right,
or just play my set out if you want to, or part of it,
or whatever.
From the top. Okay, thank you.
Hopefully,
pick whichever song. It doesn't all matter. Right. Just. You do you, and we'll be fine. All right, we'll be back, people. We will be back.
Welcome back to Freaker's Ball. This is Doc Mike the Redneck Dentist with Vinny and Moose Girl. Wow, what a show, man. This has been fun. Great time. Yeah.
All the way home. We got 30 minutes left to run this out. Thanks for playing those, Doc. Do me a favor and just copy and paste that whole playlist there, the ones that didn't play too, for the show notes.
Yeah.
To include, yeah. So
yep.
I'm kind
of we got all this in history, the songs
here.
That we played.
I have
and
a
that
little...
way I can come back.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I have a text document open. I'm just copying and pasting them in there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Graham, I'm here with you.
Wait. No, we will find it. We'll get a refurb for you. Grim swore. Grim loves refurbs.
I agree.
That's the way to go. If you can't build your own, the way to go is to buy a refurb.
Okay.
What you really need is you need both a laptop and a desktop. And I would
suggest
a desktop first because you need to have a home base. Like, Grimner had, like, a whole, like, control... center there, you know.
Do
you have dual monitors or no monitors or what?
No, I don't have any monitors with me.
No monitors at all there?
Oh, I'm sure there's a buttload of them. So there's so much stuff that I haven't even looked through stuff. I mean, I see what's on the
screen. Right.
And I go, oh my God, look at all this stuff. And I found
get through it. Just take your time. Nope.
I found some Jameson, so. Yeah, this is, I don't get drunk very often, but I'm on my way.
Uh-oh.
All right, well,
I'll be fully engaged. Yeah, I'll be fully engaged.
Collective 420 right now, like everybody.
Okay, I gotta go get my pot.
Yeah, go
right,
get it.
I gotta go get mine.
All right, you better go get it. Let us
I'm checking my battery because I'm wandering around. I'm gonna mute off.
Okay,
give me minutes.
All right.
It might be a process here.
Okay.
Help me. What did I do with my weed?
Oh, my God. Don't have one of those moments. Oh, my
Hold
God.
On. I'll be back.
All right. Okay.
Funny.
I mean, this is to say fuck yeah to Grimner, you know? I mean, what an awesome person, you know? I just can't even think of adjectives to describe him anymore, but just a kick-ass motherfucking... motherfucker, you know, an OG.
No kidding.
An old fucking G from the very get-go. You know, the dude moved out when he was a teenager, you know, out of his family home because Yeah, they didn't work for him very well. I mean, I hope his family, you know, if his family's listening after this, no offense to you, but, you know, Grimner, he was a free spirit. He is a free spirit, and, you know, that's the way to be, you know? Like, it alludes to what we were talking about earlier. Vinny, mute!
Yeah, Vinny, mute.
What the fuck?
I was muted.
Well, you're not right
you
now.
Know you're not.
Well, what about
like,
now?
You want a joint? What the fuck are you?
I got a joint in my mouth. I got
a
joint in my mouth.
Motherfucker.
Let's light this motherfucker.
All right, let's
come
look
on.
Here. 420, everybody, right now. Let's all smoke. 1, 2, 3, go.
I'm ahead of you.
Fuck my the letter cough button. I picked the wrong letter up.
My snot mute button's not working.
Oh my god, his what?
My snot.
Okay.
It's like a cough button.
Hold it in. Grimner,
it's gonna be
here.
Yes, I love you, brother.
Grimner, motherfuckers.
Oh, this is so awesome. What a life. What a
I
life.
Mean,
and things
know,
of time. I gotta tell y'all. The timing has come together so well for everything, preparing
you know,
me. Has made
everything happens for a reason, babe.
Absolutely. You know, I got credit. I've never had credit cards in my life, and recently I got credit cards. So I am spinning back. I'm telling you, this trip is expensive. And that upgrade.
We gave it to him.
To a red Dodge Charger. How are we going to get across Texas in
Listen,
oh my God.
Listen,
yes.
We got you. You have a ton of support here. So don't ever feel like you're alone in this. Like you're out there trying to like put all these irons in the fire, and that's awesome, but you know, we got
things coming together. I'm not worried. I'm not worried.
One step at a time.
I know this is okay. Yeah.
One step at a time. We got you. If you need a new computer, we got you. We got you, okay?
Grimner, you left a big old thing of change right there. I have no idea how much is in there.
Don't catch
it. Yes, and yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's a...
Don't touch that shit.
Oh.
See that shit right there.
I thought it was like a perfect time to cash in. It's probably $100 at least.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's Grimner money. Grimner's touched that money. That thing's like sacred, dude.
Okay.
You can't fucking get rid of that shit. If you're that hard off, I'll send you $100 a month. I mean, come on.
Jesus.
I mean, seriously.
Did I believe that already?
No, hey, Vinny, before you just go off and sell it, there's probably some really rare coins.
I'm not selling it.
Before you get rid of it or cash it in, there's probably like some really rare coins in there. So don't be a dumbass.
Okay, I'm
going
to look. I'm not a dumbass. I'm a dumbass. I'm a doofus. Yes.
You gotta be
dumbass,
you know,
no. Okay, let's get this shit straight.
Okay.
You call me a doofus, but not a dumbass.
Okay.
You call me whatever you want to.
I'm sorry.
You're not responsible for the words that
I'm sorry.
Interpret. You're not allowed to be.
No, I do. I'm sorry.
You.
I apologize.
You call me anything you
want
to. No,
I don't
want
to do this.
I don't get offended. I swear to God, I don't get offended. Matter of fact, I love criticism more than any pat on the back any day. Absolutely. I thrive on it. Anyway,
you crack me up, buddy. You're a good shit. You're funny.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, back to the topic because we're running out of time.
That was a badass playlist. Thank you, Doc.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I mean, we got him, Beth. We're going to get him whatever electronic equipment he needs, okay? So we're going to do this. We're going to make it happen.
We got to hook him up with some good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to send him money. What we'll do is we'll order the shit on our own. We won't leave it up to him to order. We'll get him what we think he needs, and we'll send it to him.
This is on my agenda is... good computer and studio equipment. So
you need a laptop and you need a headset, obviously, and you need a desktop, and you need good speakers, and you need good you need the hookups for like Audacity, voice meter, and you need to learn. I mean, don't put pressure on yourself. I'm not trying to do that, but
you're right.
There is a lot to learn, but you need better equipment, Vin, and you need to not be calling in the shows on your cell phone because it's a bad connection. It's just,
yeah,
you know, and if, we're going to hook you up, though. I mean,
yeah,
you got it going on here. I mean, you have the capabilities now. Now you're in a spot you have.
Oh, my
Wi-Fi.
God. Are you reading what Mary B is posting?
I did. I was actually,
I
actually read that, too. Okay, so.
Read it out loud, Doc.
Okay,
no,
I will.
No, don't read it out
no.
loud.
If yes,
you can,
please.
No, well, if you want
yes.
to, you can, but I.
Please. This is so.
You know, here, I'll just summarize it. But basically, it's almost like Australia is somehow isolated from the rest of the world. Obviously,
island.
Yeah. But she says, so let's just say this. She says, but I'm thinking the stats are being manipulated, not
right.
as
He's
bad
here.
As being portrayed, I think. And I'm not sure if
right.
she means the stats of the pandemic or the.
You know, it's just like here. All these
yeah.
stats that they throw out, they're all bullshit. But we
they're
can't
100%
right
bullshit. They are 100% bullshit.
Right. We can't get off topic, though. The topic is Grimner, and
correct.
We only have 20 minutes left. So
that is correct.
Let's end it, you know, on that note, not bring in, I mean, nothing against that
right.
yeah,
information.
I dig it.
But, you know.
Yeah,
I, mean,
I dig it.
This is about.
And we're not going to YouTube, by the way. We no longer post to YouTube because. F you.
Fuck YouTube. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, we got TrueTube. This is a new, they're here in chat right now.
Right, YouTube.
Snow.
Yep. BitChute's good.
SM.
Grim always
yeah.
posted to BitChute, yep. so we have
right.
to utilize that.
I got those keys I was talking about to all these places.
All good.
YouTube, BitChute. We got
Twitter.
We got all this
right.
stuff. Listen, I ran my ass. And I did all I could at the time, but I wasn't like I come to a point now where we've done what we can do, and now I have to move forward in my speed.
But yes,
3 hours a night.
You
is
missed exactly. Shut the fuck up. For
I did. I did.
You missed exactly my point, though. You missed my point.
Uh-huh.
You have
okay.
fucking support. You don't need to carry the whole weight of this on your shoulders.
Oh, I know,
We're
I know. But
I
had to.
So
I had to do.
Good.
I had to do. Yes.
No,
but I had
you,
to do. We got it done, girl. We are okay.
You've been
Can
doing
sing?
Good. You've been no. Fuck no. It's not good.
Can I have another size of fire switch?
Anyway, you have done wonderful. You've done amazing. But don't feel like the whole weight of this is on your shoulders because it's...
Oh, I know it's not.
You know? And,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know. And there's no way I could have done any of this without you guys that have been here. Kate, most especially. I have to brag on this girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a lifesaver.
I know.
I need you.
I know.
So
Kate's
much.
A rock. She's a fucking rock,
and
dude.
For life advice, I've never in my life had anybody that has been so.
Oh, I go to Kate for life advice a lot.
Yes,
I go to Kate for life advice. Yes, because you know she's a wise woman, and she
very
she,
much.
You know, and she don't fuck around. She'll tell you.
Yeah.
If you ask her a question, expect her opinion. Expect
yeah.
the truth. Like my one of
I gotta
phrases,
say this about myself, Nikki.
One of my favorite
right,
phrases.
Real quick, I gotta say. All right, shut
fuck
up.
Fuck you.
I did.
One of my favorite
Didn't
phrases even... is, don't ask a question if you don't want the answer.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm sorry to say fuck you. I didn't mean that.
Well, fuck
you
anyway.
I love you, Vinny.
I love you, too.
Yeah. You're a hillbilly. You're all right. You're a good boy. You're good shit. Not
Man,
good
you
old
know
boy.
What? Just be, listen, I got to tell this story. Tim out there in Sacramento. On some of my days when, you know, I've been everywhere. So
how long is this like, going to take? Because we only got,
me,
like,
it won't take
minutes.
But a minute.
Okay.
It won't take but a minute.
All right. Okay.
So,
I'm holding
yeah,
you
wait.
To a minute. It has to be 1 minute. One fucking minute, dude.
I'll try.
Can you paraphrase in 1 minute?
I'll start the timer.
Can
All right.
Can
set
we,
the timer,
we,
Doc.
Reset. So, listen, this is going to sum it up. This guy is my boss. I called up for a job, and he says, where do you find a tree in the phone book? I said, between truck and travel, you're hired. So as time goes on, we're out one day, and we're going to bid a job, tree service out in one of these cities close to Sacramento.
All right.
So we get lost. Chris, we get lost, and I ask this dude, yo, Joe. And he says, wow, you're a chameleon. This is a short story. But before that, or after that, sometime in there, I says to him, wow, you went to Berkeley? I said, so you're one of these liberal cocksuckers. And he goes, you know, you can build 1,000 bridges and suck a dick once and you'll never be called an engineer again. Did I make
good
a minute?
Good job! Good
did
job,
I make it
man.
In a minute?
You did good. You awesome. Did good. You did so good.
Just
like,
under
I
the wire.
You could do it.
Just
you
under
just,
the wire,
perfect.
Man. That was so close.
Oh, my God. That was awesome, Minnie. I'm proud of you. I'm seriously proud of you. Like, right
I
now,
so
I'm
distracted.
So proud of you. I know, but you did so good.
That was fantastic.
This has been a fun night, people, and you know, I was so happy that Grimner was able to join us earlier.
Absolutely,
and
yeah, that was awesome.
It was so good to hear his voice and hear him laugh a little bit, and you know, we're all with him in spirit, like you know. But I'm going to try to plan to go to that thing. In a month.
Yes, that thing
and,
that we're going to, hey, and then me and you can hug, and I'll give you a bear hug
right,
for dinner.
Right,
you, yeah, you can rub your beard against my chin. Oh, you don't have a beard.
What?
Right. Hold on, back
I don't have a fucking Jesus. Beard.
I was playing. It's
what
like
a dick.
A second in his dick or something like that, you know.
That was messed up.
I mean, yes.
Oh,
but don't you want to see that though? But don't seriously,
yeah.
Don't you want to see that?
I would love to see you build a bridge, girl. Yeah.
No, but what I want to see, shut up again.
Cut.
What I want to see is I want to see Grimner going out like a Viking.
Okay, with that fire burning, baby.
Yep.
Boom.
You know,
Rocket Man.
Me.
I should have had that one in there. Rocket Man. Yeah.
That's
last
right.
Stop.
No, that's not a Rocket Man.
Viking Man. Yeah, that too. Wave at Captain Kirk when you go by.
Captain
blast
Kirk,
off.
What the fuck, dude?
Blast
you're
off,
fucking
baby.
High. I can tell you're like super stoned.
I'm always super stoned. I'm not always drinking Irish whiskey, okay?
I can tell, Vinny. Slow down. Yeah. Take a deep breath. This is one of those
deep
breaths.
We got 15 minutes, girl.
Okay.
I ain't slowed down for nothing.
No,
hey,
take a deep
that's
breath.
That's some of that. Okay, I sound like Planet of the Apes.
All right. No. Okay. Oh, my God. You're distracting me now.
Yeah, thank you.
Come on, dude.
Come on. Can I push your button?
No.
What button?
What button? Come on.
As if I have one button.
All right. Jeez.
No,
right.
But come seriously, on. Let's get back to the topic of Grimner.
Okay.
Please. We're getting to the end of the show. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I got a plug
yeah.
in.
Flying. So,
did you hear me, Ding?
I mean,
I got a little battery, Ding.
Oh, jeez.
You guys know that the day of departure is Tuesday, okay?
Tuesday.
Yes.
Tuesday, Grimner is going home to Valhalla.
Yeah.
Fly,
and
baby.
Just I hope you guys, you know, just I know you guys will. You know, it's all on our minds. It's on all of our minds.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and it's not easy, but you know what? He's going out on his own terms with, you know, he'll be pain free.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing, and it's what he wants. So
listen.
You know, you might feel a little bit of anger, but I don't.
I don't.
I love him, and
I'm so grateful.
I'm so glad he's doing it his way, and that's what matters, and that's what true love is, you know.
Oh, my God.
You know.
I love you, brother.
Yeah, I love you too, Grimner, so much, and you know that. Grimner knows I love him.
Yes, he knows.
Yeah,
he knows.
He feels it, you know, and we've been like his family.
He takes his fucking journey out of this world. And, you know, I usually don't cuss in that. When I listen to myself say fuck, especially, it sounds so crude. So at this point, I really can't give a fuck. I'm sorry.
No, and his family. He thinks of a lot of us as his family. So keep that in mind.
Yes, we are his family.
Yeah.
He's our
and
family.
you guys were, all of us were very special to him. You know, and we all made an impact on him. And, you know, I thank you so much, Grimner, for reaching out and calling people and directly. And, I mean, he went above and beyond, you know, calling special people personally.
Can you believe what Ollie's done? And I'm the custodian, again, and this is my guardianship here, that I have several items to transfer to other folks.
But you'll get through it. Don't feel like you have to rush everything.
Listen, everything comes in its time. But right. That Grimner has such great faith in me. It means so much to me that all that he has given to me, that I have a distrust and responsibility that is beyond description and words of my own.
Right.
I am so grateful.
You're blessed, Vinny. You're blessed.
I am blessed. And God has a way of working this all out for me and all his perfect timing. Everything from getting a credit card to being able to do this trip to the finishing final debt of child support that didn't get any credit for the money from Social Security, and $120,000 was paid off the first of this month. That money now will go towards the taxes and insurance for this home. Every month, I'll put that money into an account set aside to be able
you
to pay.
You got it. You don't have to go into detail right now. We got to end the show. We have 10 minutes. Okay, buddy.
I wrapped that up. Grimner's given me everything
opportunity. You went like 4 minutes just now.
Thank you. You're welcome. I love you too.
I'm just saying, you went 4 minutes.
You're awesome. Okay. I'll give it to you before I trip on a cord.
Vin,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You need to fucking focus.
Focus. You know what that
you
means in
it.
Spanish?
No. I don't want to know. No, fuck you.
It means chill.
You know what Grimner would say right now? You know what Grimner would say right now? You know what Grimner would say right now? Shut your fucking pie hole for a second.
No, he wouldn't say.
Yes, he would.
Fucking Moosey. He'd call me Moosey.
No,
I'm pretty sure.
He would fucking say, shut your fucking pie hole right now.
Okay.
I mean, we could go overtime if we have to. Yeah, I mean.
Can I slip a little time
but
with
I think Vinny's
pile.
Fucking stoned and drunk right now.
Hey, thank you.
I mean, so you can't shut him off, you know. It's like, dude, mute yourself if you have to.
He's going to run out of power here in a minute anyway.
This is about Grimner. You're sidetracked.
I'm Jack, baby.
We can tell you're jacked. We can tell. Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's obvious.
It's 12:50 a.m., which I think I don't know if that's Central or Mountain Time. I'd have to look on my phone.
You know what, Vin? What you do is you go to a website, you look up military time, or you look up a time zone map,
okay, but I mean, I
and
forgot.
Then you print it out and post it
thank
right
you,
by
SMO
yourself one. So you know exactly what time it is, you know, in the U.S.
Yeah, but, hey, what are you going to do?
I
about spit. Listen, you ain't got to call me Grimner. I'm not the big daddy. I'm just Big Easy, and that means I do it all
right. I
didn't
call you Grimner. I caught myself.
Yes, you did.
Well,
you did.
I almost did.
Don't forget, this is recorded. We can go back and listen to it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think she caught herself.
Yes, that's right. She did. Almost. Yeah, but hey, what are you going to do? I'm the Big Easy, baby.
But you're at Grimm's house, so like the vibe.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm picking up the vibe. I won't say ghost this time. I'm picking
Thank
up
you.
The vibe. The vibe. That's even a better description, actually. Thank you, Michelle.
Yes, you're welcome.
I'm taking on the vibe of Grimm.
Right. I did not like the G word.
I'm sorry, but I got to use words that I can understand and relate to, even though they're not right for everybody.
I get you. I appreciate that.
But I love that vibe, and I never used
right,
it once.
All right, Vinny.
You said it.
Vinny,
go, girl.
You're going overtime, buddy.
Go, girl. Get
I
it.
Mean, we're supposed to be done in 8 minutes, so we can go overtime.
Okay.
I don't care, but...
We got to go out with Black Betty, the original.
One thing you need to learn about doing internet radio.
I got to feel that to do that.
Shut the fuck up.
I did already.
One thing, no, but you keep talking.
I didn't either.
Mute. Fucking mute.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to do a shot. Here's to you, baby.
Mute.
Okay.
Mute, dude.
Go.
Mute.
I did.
No, you have to mute before I say
I did.
Mute.
I did. Okay.
No, you did not. Thank you.
You still did.
Fucking Christ's sake, dude.
Oh,
keep muted.
My.
Like, slow your fucking roll, buddy. What? I mean, seriously, dude. One rule of thumb I was going to give you about radio is you need to fucking talk fucking slower, dude.
Right.
You cannot be just like, blah, 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 and then people can't understand you.
Right. Well,
you know,
we got to get him some stuff too, cuz that mic is horrible.
He needs way all new computer equipment.
Yeah,
so
we're going to
you
want
to donate to RLM, it will go to Vinny right now, because that's like he's at the mothership and he's like clueless.
Right.
I mean, but he has support, which he knows, which he talked about.
Yeah, I don't think he had a need for any of this stuff, and now all of a sudden, you know, he's going to be immersed in it, and
right.
We're going to have to hook him up. But that's, that'll be handled definitely at some point.
Right.
So what do we got, like 6 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we can go over if we have to, but let's just semi-end it at 1. You can stop the recording at that time.
Excellent.
You know
don't
I mean?
Stop the recording until we're all the way out, okay? And we're going to play Black Betty, and we're not going to include that, of course, except for you can include 9 seconds of audio without kidding copyright violation. Well, this is for future shows, just so you know, and I should have said this at the very beginning. 9 seconds does not get you a copyright strike at YouTube, but we're not going to YouTube, so there, I'm muted again.
All right, good. And you did very well that time, Vinny. You weren't like talking 90 miles a minute.
Hey, I
can I throw my Irish voice
Oh my fucking god, dude. You just fucked it up.
You
just fucked it up.
You made it just right, thank you.
No, I did not. We told
you
to keep muted. We told you to keep muted. Anyway.
Next time I'm gonna have him I'll have him come on Discord and you come on wire, and then I can just mute him.
You are a special kind of F you
See, if I mute...
Oh, my God.
You are hilarious.
You are hilarious. There's no doubt. I mean, you made this show really fun, and
thank you
so much. And we got you. Like, you need to take a chillax pill. Chillax,
no kidding.
Dude. Like, seriously. Smoke a huge joint. Take deep, deep breaths. Like, a few of them. Not just one. You know? And just, like, chill. You're, like, going 100 miles an hour right now. And I get it. Don't overwhelm me.
Always. No. I have always excelled in what I undertake.
I want that to be very clear.
Listen, I will tell you, girl, we got this shit.
I know we do, and I already said that.
Yeah. You hear me? You hear me?
I hear you.
We're in it to win it. We're in it together.
Hey, Doc,
I think
we need a music break.
No, we're going to end here in just 4 minutes. So we're going to end out with Black Betty.
Right.
So
okay.
We'll go from there, okay? So let's fill these last couple minutes. We're going to say goodbye to everybody tonight, and we will be back again. Thank you all so, so much for joining in. And if you're tuning in downstream, come on back to RealLibertyMedia.com or RLMRadio.xyz. You can click right there. Bam, there's the player. You can listen to the stream 24/7. Join the chat. Somebody's usually here. So come on in and say, how to do. If you're new, we really appreciate to know you. There's so much.
All right, okay.
People are coming on board.
Okay.
My girl. All right.
Okay.
Close it out. Close it out, okay? And then we're going to go Black Betty.
Shut up.
I'm muted. I shut off.
You're not muted. You're not muted. There you go.
How about that, Moosey? You have the last word here.
Yeah, I mean, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And it's been a really fun night. And a good tribute to Grimnir, I think. And he was able to join us for a while, which was awesome. And I love him so much. And I'm going to miss him so much. But I'm so happy that he's doing it his way, you know, the OG way. Because he is the original OG. And thank you so much, Grimnir. I love you. And I'm going to miss you. But I'm happy for you. Valhalla's waiting. They're getting ready for you. You know. And you're going back home. You're going home, babe. I'm happy for you. And it hasn't fully sunk in yet, you know. It will. I mean, I'm happy for you that you're going out on your own terms, and it just really hasn't sunk in yet. So, but I'm going to miss you so, so much, and I love you so, so much. Thank you so much, Grimnir, for everything.
Love you, brother.
Yeah, we all love you so much. There's so many people that love Grimnir. I mean, he made a mark, you know. I told him that, you know. He made a mark, and hopefully we can... I know we can keep it going. I know we can keep this site going. I know.
Thanks, Mary B.
You know.
Thanks,
so, yeah, let's do the song, you know.
Thanks, everybody.
Go, everyone. Thanks.